And hundreds of people gathered in Portland to protest the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and what some protesters said is the racism they see as pervasive in police forces around the country. Protesters gathered at Monument Square, then moved on to City Hall and police headquarters. Earlier today, Portland's police chief, Frank Clark, said officials in the department's unions issued a joint statement saying they were deeply disturbed by the tragic police-involved fatality, as they termed it. They said that, like many, they were awaiting answers and justice. But 18-year-old student protester Lloyd Valpalmont says more can be done to prevent situations like Floyd's death in the future.
I think first, if we start with, like, adding things into the school programs, like African-American history not being an elective, and then we can also have like programs for cops, like when it comes like biased against black people, that would help. Extra training for situations that involve black people.
Portland police officials also say department policy and training de-emphasize de-escalation, the use of force only in cases of imminent threat, and bars the use of, quote, neck-type restraints. The police officer who held his knee over Floyd's neck, allegedly causing his death, was fired from the force and taken into custody early this morning.